We do three different things to give money to the kids. First is the ribbon money, where we actually, you bring an entry and you win a blue ribbon and you get money for it. And we'll do, Cheryl, what, about $40,000, $50,000 mm-hmm. in ribbon money. Mm-hmm. And then on Thursday night, we have a livestock auction. So the top 110 kids, more or less, with their exhibits, get to go to that premium livestock auction. And we normally raise about $100,000 for that auction. And then we do have several scholarships. The fair actually gives about $2,000 in scholarships. The J.O. Parker gives a couple thousand dollars in scholarships. So, you know, several different ways that we give money back to the kids.
That's like $150,000, $160,000 worth of scholarships. I know I've been to that auction before. It's very exciting.
Yep.
People have bid for the different animals.
You bet.
And you guys have had a transition in leadership, I guess, most recently. You're now president, is that right?
Yes, sir.
What was your position before?
Served as vice president for a couple of years before that. Been on the fair board since 1997. Actually exhibited at the fair in 1970 for the first time. So been around it a long time.
What did you exhibit in 1970?
A steer. Had a steer. Yeah, it started with a steer.
For a lot of people that go, this is as close as they get annually now. As you mentioned, we're not a predominantly rural part of the state anymore,
right,
part of the country. So a lot of people, this is their connection sometimes, their annual connection if they go.
Right, and that's what we hope to do, and that's what we're hoping to do this year with the addition of the petting zoo. So you know, kids can actually get in and pet some animals and see some animals and get their picture taken with them or whatever they want to do. So that's our goal, is to bring everybody together and kind of figure out what these agriculture and FFA and 4-H projects are all about.
Obviously, it's a year-round production to get ready. What are you doing, say, in November or December, or, you know, when you're about halfway between? What has to happen then?
You know, of course, we'll meet, as you say, all through the year and try to get our committee set up for advertising, for the vendors and the all of that different stuff, and then try to figure out, you know, the maintenance and what we've got to do. And all of that is done predominantly with volunteers all through the year. You know, mowing the grass, painting the fence, all of that. We try to do most of that with volunteers. So that keeps us busy year round. And then the other thing that we do is, of course, we try to rent the fairgrounds, raise some money that way. And then 3 years ago, we started with Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue, having that campgrounds, and that's been really, really big for us. That's become a really good source of income for us to help us support the fair and keep the maintenance up.
Well, and Kendall, I noticed, too, that you'd asked for, around $36,000-$37,000 this year from Advertising Promotions Commission to put some RV parks in there spots in there.
Yeah.
You ended up getting about $26,000.
Yes, really.
What's that money going to go for?
Really appreciate that from them as well. They what we do out there at the campgrounds is we have RVs and tent camping and all of that, and we've been booking up, filling up. So we went and asked them if they would help us to put in some more RV spots to increase that, and they did, and we've got them finished. We added 14 new RV spots. They've got water, they've got electric, gravel roads and all of that to them, and really trying to do that. And we've already sold all of our RV spots for the campgrounds this year, and it's about 70 sites that we've got out there now. Some of them are just electric, but we have about 70 spots for them, and that's already sold out. So, and then the other thing that we're wanting to do with those RV spots is during the Razorback football games, open the fairgrounds up and start getting people to come out and tailgate with us and stuff like that. And hadn't got very far down that road yet, but that's what we want to do long term. The other thing we're doing this year is you can go to Harps, any of the local Harps food stores in Washington County, and buy a value pass. That pass will get you in the gate and get you an armband to ride rides, and that's $20. That's a $35 value. You can get that armband and the ticket to get in the gate for $20, and that's good any day. Good Midnight Madness all the way through the fair. Just go buy Harps and pick that up, and that's something new we're trying this year. We're trying to help with the price a little bit and the cost.
It seems to me that if in this Facebook and Game Boy age, people don't think about going to the fair, but once you go, everybody has a good time. You know, once you walk through the doors and It just, I don't know.
It seems, you know,
Americana.
You know, we have a horticulture building, and then our Thompson Hall where the crafts and sewing, all those type of things. And you can enter way more than one thing. You know, we have 4-H kids that may enter 10 or 11 things. So we have exhibitors, people that come, around 2,000, and the number of exhibits is around 6,500. So, you know, there's lots of things to look at.
What is it like on that day? I mean, because there are specific days when you bring in the exhibits, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be a busy day.
Very busy, and that's where our volunteers come in. We have somewhere around 3,000 volunteers that come in and help set up, and they're judges, and it takes a huge effort to get this all done.
Yeah, I talked to Marilyn Weil and Gail Dewey. They're the two ladies that do our youth building and our Thompson Hall. I saw Marilyn this morning before I came over, and she said they had one elementary school that had 1,000 entries coming into the youth building with you know, different table settings, sewing, food products, all of that. So they literally check in thousands of exhibits over there, and a lot of things to see. In order to exhibit at the Washington County Fair, all you have to do is live in Washington County. It's open to anybody in the county. Just bring your exhibits and come. Of course, you have to, you know, get your fair book or get on the web page and find out what day and all of that. But it's open to anyone in the county. In order to be in our livestock, or not just our livestock, but our premium auction, you have to be a 4-H or FFA member. But the fair is open to anybody in Washington County to exhibit.
On the website, it says Washington County Fair, and there is a phrase, Arkansas's most established fair, or what does that refer to?
Well, this is the 153rd year of the fair. So we've been around a long time.
Continuous. Yeah, there's so, some others that maybe were, you know, started before us or whatever, but not continuous.